Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
If you don't believe that doctrine is important, notice in 2 John verse 9, we read just how important it is, as we do in other places. But notice this: whosoever transgresseth, that speaks of whoever, after being saved, commits transgression. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth or remaineth not in the doctrine of Christ. What does the Bible say about Jesus? Well, it says He's, among many other things, that the essential doctrines of the virgin birth, that He would be the mighty God, all in Isaiah 7 and Isaiah 9. He would be God Almighty, that He would shed His blood for the sins of the world, Isaiah 53, etc. What is your Christology looking like? If you were asked to speak about Christ Himself from the whole Bible, prophetically, and as He came and fulfilled all of those over 300 prophecies, most of them, that is, but some still remain to be fulfilled, how long could you speak from the scriptures on Christ Himself? I'll leave that as a rhetorical question. See, if we are not studying Christ Himself, we call that Christology. That simply means the study of Christ, and that would have to be from the scriptures only. Then we've missed everything if we're not studying Christ. And how many church services, so-called, recently or forever in your past have you been to where Jesus Christ, God forbid, was the main subject of the whole message? Now, we're too busy tickling ears, telling people how to cope, telling them how God just wants to bless them in this earth so that they can live their best life now. We're too busy doing that than to teach about the suffering servant who came to the earth and gave us His teachings, and ultimately, coming to die, was mocked and beaten, and a crown of thorns was put on His head, and He was hung on a wooden cross to die for the sins of the world, to reconcile fallen mankind back to God the Father and Himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19, God was in Christ, that is, when He was being crucified for our sins, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, and in His last breath declaring, "Into thine hands I commend my spirit." And He gave up the ghost and was buried, and 3 days later was raised again from the dead, having promised that He would return again, having appeared 12 times over a 40-day period in His post-resurrection ministry. This is Jesus Christ, who is the Almighty. Revelation 1:8, "I am the first and the last," He said, "the beginning and the ending, who was and who is and who is to come, the Almighty Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Those who will receive the end of their faith, who will endure to the end, are enamored with and busy worshiping Jesus, whom we don't see with our eyes, yet we love Him, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, ye are doing what? You're rejoicing with joy unspeakable and full of glory, all because you love Jesus. Now, where can you find that today, my friends, in the modern church world? And why would you continue to go back to a dry well a well that is insidiously, deliberately, intentionally dry of the water of life that comes only from the throne of God through Jesus Christ our Lord, poured upon those and into those who hunger and thirst after his righteousness. Matthew 5 verse 6 and Revelation 22 verse 1. Why, if your church is so wonderful and those so-called elders are doing their duties, why are they not speaking things like this elder, the Apostle Peter? Why are they not preaching about Christ? I can tell you why, because they're running a scam on you. They are making merchandise of you. They are corralling you. They are monetizing you. They are tickling your ears. And the only reason why you're still there making excuses is because you have not truly repented. You are not denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus daily. You're depending on this little fix on Sunday mornings, and you're being poisoned by it. If you weren't, you'd be growing to love Jesus yet more and more. But yet we see so few today who claim to be Christians, and none of the ones I know that are good church members are evangelizing. They never mention repentance in their speech. They never mention hell or judgment to come or the blood of Jesus or anything of the Christology, the fulfillment of the over 300 prophecies of the Messiah that were all fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We don't hear any of these things. We don't hear holiness from them. Why? They're not learning that. They're not in the Word every day. The pastors aren't preaching this to them. They are peddling a false gospel. It's what the Bible calls another gospel. It's completely absent of the cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith, some of which I am mentioning right here. Jesus Christ is merely a hobby to them, not their first love. They don't carry on rich biblical conversations. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, that means abundantly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. They are not participating in any way in the Great Commission. They have no involvement, no personal evangelism, no real fruit of good works in their life. Doesn't this clearly reveal that as a good church member, you are merely propping up a church business? You are funding a fraud? Can a man or woman of God, truly a man or woman of God, sit back and allow lost souls to go to eternal damnation without doing something about it, without having great conviction of conscience toward repentance, refreshing and great commission gospel action? I ask those as rhetorical questions, and the answer should be obvious. And their phony so-called pastor or elder is never going to teach that, because then it would thin out his crowd, which would mean he's going to get less money. It's going to thin out his money. 2 John 1:9, as we hopefully come to a close here, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not, does not remain in the doctrine of Christ, does not remain specifically in the things, believing and embracing the things the Bible says about Christ, that he was born of a virgin, and that he was Almighty God, that he died, was buried, and raised again the third day. That sacrifice alone satisfied the claims of the Father's justice to redeem fallen mankind, and it's only by the blood of Jesus that anyone can be saved, and we're justified by his resurrection. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. So whosoever transgresses, whoever backslides after being saved, and does not remain in the doctrine of Christ, there's a lot of people running around, including John MacArthur, who's on record, you can look it up for yourself, saying that the blood of Jesus has no special power to it. It only matters in that he died. He suffered a physical death. This is absolute heresy. This man is not saved. I would highly recommend you cease listening to him. He's a very, very cunning, insidious, and sinister false teacher, because he does teach so much truth from the Bible, but a little leaven leavens the whole lump. In other words, one little drop of poison poisons the whole pond of a man's doctrine. And for your edification in Christ on safeguardyoursoul.com, we've got lots of stuff on the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22. The life of the flesh is what? In the blood, Leviticus 17:11, etc. We can only be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Bible calls it, 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, the precious blood of the Lamb. Okay, whosoever transgresseth and abideth, does not remain in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. So we ask the question, is doctrine important? The word doctrine appears 51 times in the Bible. It's extremely important. What you believe is going to determine how you live, and it's going to determine your eternal destination. Notice, and these cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith, the original gospel, are not being taught by the evil men and seducers we were warned about, who are waxing worse and worse. And that's how you know who they are, saints. They are not teaching repentance, hell, judgment, the blood of Christ, sin, the essential of personal holiness. They're not teaching Christology, etc. These men are the very evil men and seducers that we are warned about throughout Scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. You do not have God if you don't believe what the Bible says of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And then it says, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, notice the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. You are in Christ and heaven bound if you believe what the Bible itself says about Jesus Christ, and not false teachings which paint the picture and undergird a false Jesus. We were warned in the book of Galatians of another gospel, another Jesus, and another spirit. And anyone teaching these things is absolutely accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. The apostle Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him, that's Christ, that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Notice another gospel, one that is not what the scripture says is the original gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, false teachers, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, even an angel from where? Heaven, not hell. Preach, if we come back, or if an angel from heaven, not hell, one of the two-thirds that remained in heaven, come and preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, what they had already received, the gospel of Christ, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Now, how can a man be preaching the original gospel when he's not preaching the things that we mentioned earlier? How? It's impossible. He is preaching a false gospel, another Jesus, and it's being undergirded by another spirit, which would be demons, seducing spirits, and doctrines of devil.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. created. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.